hop inside the jeweler's.
Hi, my name is Troy Cordell. I'm a consultant and specialist here at RDI Diamonds in New York. I only work with VIP customers, and I heard some really amazing news about you, your organization and company here. Is this Kara?
Yes, it is.
Kara? Okay. Hey, Kara, you were I had a representative. His name was Gardner. He was having some trouble just trying to, you know, speak with you. And I was hoping that me and you can have, you know, a good business relationship and some good ethics in our customer service. And I hope you can actually hear me out, you know, especially being a consultant here in this industry here. What I'm seeing in your area, and obviously I did some extensive research in marketing and looking at some analytics to see how it's going to impact your store location. This summer, I'm looking at probably about 10 to 20% increase in sales that you have a potential to get, and I'm trying to help you get to that level. I'm only taking on a couple companies that I could help get that to, so I'm sure you want to make more money, your sales reps want to make more money, so is it possible for me to go ahead and get you some information on RDI Diamonds? And then I can start getting you some memos to ramp up for this summer that's about to hit, because I want to share this data with you and see what I'm seeing.
I mean, I do have all of your information on file from when I was talking with the other gentleman. I've had several reps that I've worked with you guys. And when we need something, we'll definitely message. It's just we have a lot of on-hand stock. So we don't source out very often, and lately, unfortunately, when we have to source out, it's usually lab grown.
Okay, so here's I'm glad you made that statement here, and that's why, you know, they have a consultant and specialist like myself calling you versus a regular rep. So I'm actually going to give you some a la carte type of VIP treatment here, and I'll explain to you why that is the case, okay? With social media and the algorithms that's out there right now, and the health prediction with AI and different tools that we use here, we're seeing that that 10 to 20% increase is because, you know, one, a lot of pretty much teenagers nowadays and graduate students, they're starting to ask parents for diamond studs, bracelets, tennis bracelets, and things like that, so that they can actually improve their self-image as well as marketing themselves and having that visual appearance on their social media sites. They also want to start going to school looking more flashier, and I hate to say it, but their, you know, image, self-image competing with others. So that's actually going to start having a marketable trend in the jewelry industry, if you see what I mean. Also, you know, summer is the season where everybody get married, so, you know, the following year and a couple years after that, that's the anniversary dates. So you have that intertwined into that, and then you have the back to school where obviously these kids, they're starting to want to go back to school looking flashy. So I'm, like I said, it's going to be a huge increase in sales this year here, even despite the increase in gas and everything else that we have that's going on in our economy. So with that being said, there's things that you have in the store. Yes, I agree. I already looked at your inventory. I seen, you know, I did a marketing trend about, you know, who has disposable income around your area. Even with that, you still don't have everything, and I'm sure I can get you a couple pieces that you don't have that can at least showcase. Can I at least do that?